afternoon or good evening. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, True Seeker of the Far North, and we have a guest today. I don't know if he's online yet or not, but Bruce Bentz should be online. Are you there, Bruce? Okay. Well, they should be calling you in a minute here, and this is going to be some exciting times here. We talk about the IRS a little bit before Bruce calls in. And we're getting the IRS issue down now. I had an interesting thing as went into Westlaw and was looking up subsidy regulations. And I couldn't believe it, but here are two of the briefs that I might say that I authored, approved by the other people, of course, because I'm not attorney or counselor at law, but here are two briefs on subsidy regulations in the top Results Plus list that's sitting up there in Westlaw. And I think I can conclusively state now that I don't think anybody, and it's not a matter of arrogance, it's just a matter of knowledge. I don't think anybody out there has really came near as far as we have, and I've got somebody that I don't have permission to put his name out, but he's had the cojones, and I've got some on the civil side, and there's another person in Alaska that we're working with, and you find these people are very few and far between. On the civil side, I've got two possibly on the criminal side, maybe three, that are willing to really go out there and go right up against
the guys. This is Hi, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad, Ralph Winterroad Show, and voice of the True North, True Seeker, and apologize there. I was sitting here and had my Skype turned off, and I had my phones turned off, so yeah. It's one of those catch-22s. When you get old at my age, I guess we can have excuses. We have what they call brain flatulations. They get a little stinky sometimes. Anyway, I've got a guest today, and before I bring the guest on, and Miss Jones, I just wanted to say that I do have the two books of the 35 books that are in known existence to conclusively prove our government was overthrown completely by and with the aid of the Supreme Court and justices, the courts, and Congresses in Congress in 1948. They created a fictional court in the Land of Oz, and it's been all downhill. And I may talk about the second hour. We'll see how it goes. Miss Jones here, we just talked very briefly. Are you there, Miss Jones?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and the subject that we're going to talk about here for this hour is about child custody and foster care and issues along that line. And if anybody has any questions, oh, I see the break is here. We got a late start, so just hold on, Miss Jones, and we'll be back after the break.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Ralph, and Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, the Ralph Winterroad Show, Truth Seeker out of the far north here, and I have a guest today, Miss Jones, and we just spoke very briefly. I've been looking for somebody quite like Miss Jones. I'll introduce you here, and I don't have a real bio, so if you would just give us your name and give us just a short description of what you've been up to in your life and, you know, what you actually do, if you do that.
Great. Well, first, I'd like to thank you for inviting me on your show. And I'd like to say my name is Conchita Jones. I have 25 years in the military, in the Air Force Reserves. I retired last year. I've been struggling since 1997 with Child Protective Services. And it seems to me that this is part of some sort of enterprise that the federal government knows about and is financing. Children are being taken from loving parents.
And how many children did you have in 97?
Two children. They were both honor roll students. Well, CPS admitted they were well-fed, well-dressed. They were honor roll students. And they just, I had a problem with a government landlord of mine that called in a false report on me. And they picked up my children from their school and never returned them and terminated my rights.
So they actually did terminate your rights, and did they adopt your children out then?
They terminated my rights. Well, before they terminated my rights, you know, I kept going back and forth to court, and a lot of things that other parents were telling me about Child Protective Services in New York, you know, I listened to them, and it turned out everything they said was true, that they'd asked me to jump through all these hoops, take parenting classes, get a psychological, and no matter what I did, they were going to keep my children. That's exactly what happened. My son began running away. They were both beaten in foster care. And my daughter was sexually mutilated while in foster care.
And how old was your daughter at that time?
She was about 12 years old when she was sexually mutilated in foster care. And, of course, they covered it up because they all worked together. And even though I picked up the phone and went to the police station and says, hey, my daughter's been sexually mutilated. I want you to do something about this. They said they defer to Child Protective Services no matter what happens to a child when they're in care. And the police would not get involved. Now, anyone else, they would have been in handcuffs for assault and abusing another person, sexually abusing someone. Not Child Protective Services. Their employees can do anything to your children, and they cover up for them.
How long was your daughter in child care or the child protective agency before this happened?
Let me see. They took both my children in 97. About 5 years later, well, they kept bouncing her from place to place, and she was getting beaten in all the different places that they would bounce them from bad home to worse home to. It seems like they're intentionally trying to destroy these children psychologically. I mean, and we can't forget about the Franklin cover-up, the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, that was written by a former military officer and former senator from Nebraska, John DeCamp, where he outlines in the book how children from foster care were being supplied to Washington, D.C., for the government officials to have these sex parties and orgies where they're raping and doing all kinds of sexual acts with children.
Now you
That's documented in the book.
Now, you were in New York when this happened, right?
Yes.
Okay, and were your children how old when they were taken?
This was in 1997. My son was 12 years and 10 months old, and my daughter was in the second or third grade, so she was around seven, somewhere around 7 years old.
Had either one of them had any trouble with the law?
They never had trouble with the law. They've never had to go to an emergency room. They've never had a complaint about their mother. They never had any problem. In court, Child Protective Services admitted that they were honor roll students. They admitted they were well-fed. They admitted they were well-dressed. And yet,
and you were married at the time? Were you married at the time or single? Married?
Married but separated from my husband.
Okay.
And yet the judge said she was going to allow Child Protective Services to keep my children because they were going to become criminals in the future.
So they were going to become criminals in the future?
Yes.
Does she have a crystal ball, you think?
Well, I think they planned on making them criminals from the beatings and the sexual abuse, because most children that are abused, they say they grow up to become abusers. So they were abusing them and beating them and being cruel to them and not feeding them. And whenever my son didn't have lost his bus pass, they tell him, oh, make out the best way you can on getting back. So they were basically telling him, hey, go steal or jump on up, try to get on a bus illegally. They were encouraging them to become criminals.
Now, you live where now?
I live in New Jersey now. I moved out of New York. And
okay,
New York is just picking up so many children. It's no reason.
Do you have any contact with either one of your two children now?
Well, since my son began running away within a couple of years after being in Child Protective Service, he kept running away, returning to me. And just like a runaway slave, they would send the police to bring him back. So they would waylay him at his school. When he would go to school that next day, the police would be waiting for him. So they'd pick him up and take him back. He'd run away again. The police would be waiting there by the school doors. As he was trying to step in, they'd grab him and drag him right back out the door.
What was the complaint that started this? What was the most heinous crime that you were doing? Were you beating your children or what?
Not at all. No beating. I had a problem with landlord, where I complained to the health department about the conditions in my apartment. They retaliated by calling Child Protective Services, but this definitely didn't justify a call by Child Protective Services taking my children and the judge saying they're going to become criminals in the future. I mean, the problem with my landlord, they had no basis. But this is going on to happening to millions of children. They're just fabricating reasons. There's been a recent article the New American magazine, an attorney, Greg Hessian from Boston, from Massachusetts, he confirms it in his report that by trickery, deceit, states are taking children for financial means. And I think this may be related to some of the reasons outlined in the Franklin cover-up, where they use children for sacrificing to Moloch and the devil, or maybe the great owl at Bohemian Grove. I don't know. But they're taking children, they're raping them. A lot of these people are pedophiles.
Let me clarify this, because the audience needs to know, are you white or black?
I'm black.
Okay, so you're a black race. So have you went to any help within the black community, any leaders there, to see if they would assist you?
I went to all the so-called known black leaders. I flew to Chicago, Illinois, and I spoke to Reverend Jesse Jackson's representative there. He said he'd look into the matter. He seemed upset by what I reported to him. Nothing after that.
So you,
not a
you
word.
Didn't speak to Jesse Jackson, but you did spoke to a representative of his, right?
Yes. I flew all the way to Chicago. I made a reservation in a hotel, stayed, went there. I thought it was that important. Reported it, gave him documents, gave him a copy of the transcript so he could see what was being said as exactly as I said it was, and nothing has happened. I also spoke to Reverend Al Sharpton. This was a while back when my children were younger and had my children with me, and they were able to tell him also how they were wrongfully taken from me. He listened to us. He seemed sympathetic. He's done absolutely nothing.
Now, do you,
he's never even
you
said anything against it.
Did you personally talk to him?
Yes, I did, personally. I personally and my children, we were all in the room with him and his aides. And but the problem there is, from my understanding, that so-called Reverend Sharpton, because I don't know how much he believes in God, to overlook children being raped and mutilated by the government, but he gets funding by some of the same unions that these employees, these state employees work for that grab these children. He gets a lot of his support from them.
So what you're saying is he has full knowledge and he had evidence and he did nothing.
Did nothing. Nothing.
Doesn't
absolutely
seem like much
nothing.
Of a doesn't seem like much of an asset to the black community, does it, when he has evidence and he's not going to do anything? Of course, that may not, if he's getting his funding that way, it probably wouldn't help it to go out there and go against the people that are funding him, would it?
Possibly, that may be it. But it seems like but I've spoken to so many people, and I spoke to a senator here in New Jersey, Senator Lautenberg, and you know, it's just like you sort of sense something strange is going on, like some sort of shenanigans where I sent all my documents so they could see, and then they have one person respond and say, okay, when you contact our office again, speak to this person. Nope, they switched it, speak to another person. So I went there in person to Lautenberg's office, and you know what they said? This is out of our jurisdiction.
Oh, really? And so he's real sympathetic, but he's a senator, and they legislate over all of, quote, these United States, but if it's something like this, then it's out of his jurisdiction.
Exactly.
In other words, he didn't want to be bothered, so just get on back up there to New York and take your whatever they're giving you and shut the heck up.
I wrote to Hillary Clinton when she was first lady and as senator. She basically told me to contact Child Protective Services.
So you go back to the fox that is doing all of these evil deeds and say, hey, Mr. Fox, would you quit eating the chickens or beating up on them?
Right.
The bottom line is...
They talk to the chickens.
These people know, and they don't want to be bothered. They don't want to be bothered with us.
You know, I think it's worse than just not wanting to be bothered. I think it's much, much worse. I can't put my finger on it. I can't explain why. It almost seems like they're trying to indoctrinate. Destroy some, throw many of them away, and indoctrinate some of them. And I don't know why our government's doing this.
Are you active in the child custody area now or not?
No, I'm not active in it, but I try to continue to be active as far as supporting, you know, issues or writing to people. I've sent a complaint to the International Court of Justice. I'm hoping they'll do something about it.
Okay, stay tuned, Ms. Jones, and we'll be right back after I hear the music. So we're going to have some people that pay for the show, and we'll be back in a minute.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Ralph Cameron Winterroad, Ralph Winterroad Show, and we have a Miss Jones on, and I got a couple questions for you here. Did you when you met with the representative of Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton, did you have any evidence to prove that your daughter had been you say sexually mutilated? Is that just her opinion or your opinion, or did you have some evidence?
Well, at the time I went and spoke with Reverend Sharpton. My daughter hadn't been sexually mutilated at that time. She was younger then, and she wasn't mutilated then. As she began to develop, that's when she began to be sexually mutilated. I have pictures. I have pictures of the sexual mutilation on her body.
Oh,
and her right breast, the teeth marks are all over it, and they chewed off the nipple.
Oh, you're kidding me.
In the foster home.
Oh, my God.
She wasn't taken for care, so it's obviously you can see where the nipple is missing, and the teeth marks are clear. You can't mistake them for anything else but teeth marks.
So, and you tried to get this prosecuted, nobody would listen.
No one will do anything. Child Protective Services can do anything to your child, and no one will do anything. I know another parent. Her son went in as a child and came out about 10 years old. She got him back. He was gay. In the foster home, he was raped in his rear end, and he is now gay. He's a flaming. For a child, he's a flaming homosexual.
Wow.
And this is an unholy alliance. This is all, you know, this is evil is all that operates with Child Protective Services, the worst kind of individual, and they know this.
Now, let me ask you this, and I'll bet I already know the answer, but did they tell you when you went in there at the very first hearing, did they explain to you that the judge is bound by what's called cooperative agreements? He's bound by contract behind the scenes for performance to do the policies and procedures of the child custody, the attorney that's there for the state or the county, whoever, they are bound by the same contract. The child custody people are all bound by contract, and it's all in their contracts They all are contracted. The judge is not an independent judge. They're all there for the money, and that's what their contract. Did they tell you that?
Well, I don't recall hearing that exactly, but I got the gist of that as time went along, that they were all being paid by the same people, all working for the same entity, the state.
Well, see, what they do is they get their promised money by federal grant monies, and they have to violate the separation of powers with the courts and the, quote, executive. They all are bound. They never tell anybody this, because if they did, this ruse would finally start to have some teeth to come to an end, because people do not know. They think they're going to go in there and tell the truth in front of the judge. He's already bought and paid for by the other side to ignore the truth. What you say has no bearing. And
that was obvious to me. It was very clear. You know, I know some parents, they pray outside these courthouses because they know they're so unholy. And a parent, she was praying. When she got into the courtroom, she began to pray. That judge had that mother committed in a mental institution, and the judge did not have a psychiatrist degree. No credentials for doing that. They took this mother, and they put her in a mental institution in Manhattan.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. It's probably going to shock you, and hopefully it's going to really shock some people that's listening, and I've brought it up before. You're probably a registered voter, and you do your voting and all that, right, or not?
I haven't registered in New Jersey yet, since I'm from New York, but I am going to vote in New Jersey. Unfortunately, I haven't seen anyone worth voting for yet, except for maybe Ron Paul from 2008.
Well,
but it seems like they're all corrupt. They're all crooked.
I can tell you, and I'm going to get to that. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. It's a leading question, and almost unequivocally, there are only a few people. Do you know that to be a registered voter, or even like I went in the military, just like you did, they ask you, are you a citizen of the United States? So obviously, my question to you is, do you think you're a citizen of the United States?
I believe so. But I'm not being treated like one.
Okay, well, yeah, you are. And let me tell you what's going on. And I'm trying to get this message, especially to the people of anything that is non-white. And are you on the computer? Do you have access to the Internet?
Yes, I do.
Well, grab a pencil, write it down, and then I want you to validate this. You can validate it during break or after we get off the air. A citizen of the United States is a fictitious status created in 1866 specifically for the Negroes. After the Civil War, they did not free the Negroes, absolutely not. Congress created a fiction in law, and it's entitled 42, United States Code, Title 1981, Title 1982, and 1988. Now, what does Title 42, 1981 and 1982, and this is the seed of the root of the poisonous tree. Because what they did to the Negroes, they made them, instead of being under the southern plantation owners, they become the slaves of Congress. And I kid you not, what I'm going to tell you, you've probably never heard before. They gave the Negroes the right to own personal and private property, the right to sue and be and all this other nonsense. And it says right in there to have the same rights as enjoyed by the white citizens. And we'll be back on break and hold that thought, because I would like to think that would shock you and make you want to spread the news of the tyranny of what's going on. And we'll be right back in break, and then we'll get Ms. Jones' response.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Hi, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, Ralph Winterroad Show. We're back from break here, and I'd posed a very interesting question to Ms. Smith before the break. And what's your comment? I'd like to hear what your comment is about what I just told you, that about the Negroes were never slaved, and it's on the Internet that you can have the same rights as the white citizen. Doesn't that not make you somewhat unhappy, I would think?
Well, you know, it's ironic that you would mention the slave issue, because the court-appointed attorney that I had in family court, the same court-appointed attorney that was chosen by the judge, who's obligated to do whatever the state wants, is keeping children in foster care, that attorney turned to me and said, and I had my sister with me, and she heard the same thing I heard, and I thought I was imagining things. She turned to me and said, You are a slave on a very large plantation.
There you go. Now, so, my question, it gets back to this thing of...
I was shocked then, but I've sort of gotten used to it now. I thought only black children were being taken for a while when she told me that. But it seems I've met so many white parents, and I've flown to California, and there were lots of white parents there. Well, a lot of white children are being taken, but I was under the impression that only because of slavery, because we're seen as slaves, that only our children were being taken and sold or raped or killed or mutilated or beaten.
Well, let me tell you a little clue here, because I do a lot. I'm a researcher, and if you'll send me an email here call me here, I will send you these documents. The issue is they created a fictitious status for the slaves. Then very quietly, after the 1866 Civil Rights Act in 1870, they created the Naturalization Act that made the, quote, Negro, allowed the Negro, not made him, because our inalienable rights come from the Creator. It's irrelevant what color your sin is. your skin is. They very quietly in 1877, oh, guess what? These Negroes are just like us white folk. But then nobody brings it up. So then they created a bigger scam. They got all the, quote, white folk to say, would you like to have the same rights as them white citizens? Now, is there a paradox there? Because what they did, they created a fictitious status wherein Congress controls every aspect of your life, no different than when you're a parent and you grant to your two children when you had them at home, if you do the dishes, I'll give you so much. If you do this, I'll do this. And you can change it at will. And that is the seed of the root of the poisonous tree. We have agreed by our signature, unknowing, because a citizen of the United States sounds so deliciously correct that nobody could think. Imagine walking. I say, what would happen if a person walked into the NAACP and said, would everybody here like to be a citizen of the United States? And said, oh, yeah, you bet. So you could vote. And then said, oh, by the way, would you like to have the same rights as a white citizen like me? I would think that would shock somebody. I'd like to think it would shock somebody. I think it'd piss them off. I think it'd get them to fight and say, now, wait a minute, I am just as good. I am no better, no worse. What's it going to take? Is that shocking what I just told you?
You know, I have been reading a few documents that in these manuals that have said being a citizen, you're basically, it's better not to be a United States citizen.
Okay, here's the key. I've just said it several. Okay, an American citizen is anybody that's born on this soil. Period. End of statement. Since July 4, 1776, Supreme Court said so. Didn't say anything about color. Okay? A citizen of the United States of America is somebody that can travel amongst any of the several states, irregardless of your color. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you become domiciled, not a resident, when you became domiciled in New Jersey, you became a, quote, citizen of New Jersey. And that Constitution, of course, the one they got today is a phony one, but the original New Jersey Constitution is a contract where you give a limited delegation of power to those people called public officers of New Jersey to have an oath, to have a bond if they're over your life, liberty, and property, if they handle the company money, and to do what the hell you want them to do. Otherwise, you could fire them. And see, herein lies a problem. They have to have what's called an office where you say, I am hiring you, and this is what you can and can't do. Or you hire the legislature, and they have to say it. The problem we run into with these child custody folks, they are not public officers. They're employees. They're flunkies. You can't fire them. They have no office, and yet they claim they're immune. You can't hold them accountable. That's the problem, because they don't work for us. They work for Congress for money.
Oh, boy.
They're prostitutes. They're whores.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
And they will do anything for that money.
Well, that's what the judge is doing. That's what these attorneys, they're all, I don't know what's beyond a whore or it's actually beyond treason. Because anybody that will sell a child for money, knowing that they are being abused, they're going to be sexually abused, anybody that does that, I'm sorry, there's no reason for them to be on this earth. Because you do not, number one, mess with children. Number two, you don't mess with women for rape and all that. Those are things you just do not do.
It's an unholy alliance, very unholy alliance. And it's what occurred to my family occurred under the Giuliani administration. Rudolph Giuliani was the mayor then, and he's unholiest of the unholy ones as far as I know. But there are so many just like him. The judge that presided over the case, who said my children were going to become criminals in the future, he had selected this judge to be on the family court bench. He did, when he was the mayor of New York City. So he selected the judge. The judge selected my attorney. And, of course, you know, he selected the people who prosecuted parents as well. They can fabricate any reason for taking a child, and they do that all the time. The federal government knows it and does absolutely nothing. And this is with money they borrowed in our names to terrorize and victimize us.
That's right, because they're taking our money against our will, and they hire this horde of these demonic, treasonous SOBs to come out here to fill the ranks of pedophilia, sexual abuse, and all of the aberrations of a demonic society.
Very
and they're
demonic.
Getting the children, and they can just come out and they just make up an excuse to pick your children up, and then away they go.
You know, after 25 years in the military, I thought to myself, this must be a mistake. Maybe I'm just, you know, maybe this someone's going to come to their senses eventually and realize they made a mistake. I didn't realize this was an unholy alliance, that these people were doing this for money. The government knew it, and we're going to keep paying them, even if you reported to them that this was happening. The federal government knows this is being done, that families are being terrorized and victimized. They don't care.
No, well, like Hillary Clinton up there. I mean, do we think that she don't know? Of course she knows.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I've notified her in writing more than once.
These people, they know it. They're in on it.
Yeah,
and
they won't do
anything about it. All they do is, oh, we'll look into it, or thanks for letting me know, or, boy, this is really bad, but I'll get right back to you. And
she never said she would look into it for me. She never did. None of the politicians I know said they look. I mean, the only one I can say is Senator Lautenberg's office did communicate with New York, but that was it. Other than that, they said it's not in their jurisdiction.
Yeah, so is I guess let's put this other way.
So the course of Iraq is their jurisdiction. They all vote for that. But they can't say stop victimizing innocent families and children?
That's right.
It's almost like they're all pedophiles and they all want access to our children.
I think you pretty much got it right there. I think you said a real mouthful. The bottom line is, if anybody will stand by, I'm in Alaska and you're in New Jersey, well, anybody will stand by and knowingly allow people's children to be, they're kidnapped. That's what they're doing.
Yes.
And be put in to foster, and be put into foster homes and be sexually abused and beaten, and we don't do anything about it. That says what we are. It's not about jurisdiction. It's about having morals. It's about having ethics. It's about thou shalt not do this in my country, folks. That's what it's about.
It's sad. It's demonic. It's unholy.
Have you been to any church to see if they would be of any assistance?
Well, from what I know, the contract agency that's had my children and benefited, the attorney goes to a church on a regular basis, a church that I had gone to that was a friend of mine, so I didn't go there. These people are going to church every day, and they go to clear their conscience. They go to say, yes, I'm doing the right thing. And according to someone else that goes to the same church as this attorney that did nothing but fabricate lies and about me, she goes to church on a regular basis. So maybe their conscience bothers them if they have one. I don't know, but I've gone to different services with different people, but it just seems like these are demons, and, you know, they're just running amok on earth.
So the question becomes, do you think all of the churches don't know this?
Well, some of them are a part of it.
There you go.
They're getting contracting, they're getting money, they're getting financing to be a part of this. At the contract agency that had my children, some of the people that worked there were nuns.
So what we have...
Sisters, that's what the name was. Sisters, so-and-so, I forgot the name, but a sister. And I thought to myself, you mean the Catholic Church is having a hand in this? Well, the Catholic Church has for many years engaged in atrocities. They don't surprise me anymore. I mean, I'm a Catholic, but I just don't go to Catholic churches anymore.
Well, after I saw this last video documentary of this priest out in California, and the same guy, Mallory, that's on the was in the news here for donating $600 million, and he didn't know that this priest that was underneath him was doing all these things, her father, they kept moving him around, and I saw they did on the deposition, they did video depositions, and he claimed ignorance ad nauseum. And this priest did hundreds of children, and you know, the youngest girl that he molested was 9 months old.
Wow.
Oof. Who in his right mind molests a 9-month-old girl? I'm telling you, this is so sick.
I
can't even believe it. I mean, this makes we're going to owe an apology to Babylon and Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, it's pretty
bad. We really are.
I think the Catholic Church is now a very unholy place.
Well, what they did in this film, they documented that the Catholic Church knows that 1 out of every 10 coming out of their seminaries is a pedophile. They know this.
Mm-hmm.
And they took this particular priest, and he finally got him in prison for 14 years. He got out in 7. They shipped him over to Ireland and put him in a family and a church over there and didn't tell them what he'd been up to over here. And then two of the young ladies that had been sexually abused by this priest went to, when they were grown up, went to the Vatican, and they refused to let him in the door.
Mm.
And President Bush did a pardon to the Pope. Now, I said, there is something really rotten in Denmark here, folks. What is Bush doing in the middle of this?
Well, I can understand that, only because I'd read on the Internet of several different sites. They've hinted at Bush being bisexual.
I don't know.
I've seen it quite a bit. So if that's true, and in the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, they've hinted at, or they've said in there how the Bush administration has evolved in this thing about taking children from foster care for sexual purposes. It's in the book. So if what those indications are correct, then yes, I can understand Bush giving a pardon to another pedophile, because that seems to be, you know, birds of a feather flock together.
Unfortunately, it's not defined. It's not in one party or the other. They're all in the middle of it, clear beyond the tops of their heads.
Oh, yeah.
And you go to them, and they won't do anything. They will not help, always for some reason or something.
And yeah, Mark Foley wasn't the only pedophile in Washington. There's a lot more. Even on ex-FBI agent Ted Gunderson, who was at the FBI over 25 years, he even says on his website that there's a whole bunch of closeted homosexual pedophiles in Washington. And that was before the Mark Foley scandal came out.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so I believe it. I believe he's absolutely right. He has the information. There are a lot of pedophiles in Washington. So as long as they're in Washington, they're going to continue to take our children for their purposes.
Well, that's what they're doing, and it's really unfortunate. And what's really sad, though, is that people will, the average person goes down the street, and you tell them something like this, and they don't believe it. They just, you just make it up. There's got to be a reason why they would never harm a girl or a son. They wouldn't do these things. I know they wouldn't do these things. They never check the facts. And the interesting part is all of these foster people all get a pass for doing things that are so heinous that if you did them as a, quote, parent, you'd be in jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they never get prosecuted. Never. Almost never. Once in a while, you find one of them, they get so far out of line that there's no way the government can hide it. So they, we're going to go after these. Hoo-ha.
These are crimes against humanity that's going on, and our government is okay with that.
Well, it's immoral, and it says something about our society. And our society is coming down from the inside because it's rotten clear to the core. And the sad part is the people that are voted, the generic person out there is ignorant. And what's really sad is I'm beginning to think a lot of them are stupid, because you can put the facts right before. Look, here's this girl. Here's what pictures. Here's documented of what they did. So I said, well, what if it was your child? If it's happening to somebody else's child, it can happen to your child. And they can come and pick up your child just as easily as they picked up somebody else's.
You know, I think it's sort of like a defensive reason why they don't want to believe it or deny it's happening. I think maybe it'll make them where they can't sleep at night, knowing that
they're
government.
I'd like to think so. I'd like to think there's somebody not sleeping someplace.
I think
we are living in a demonic society.
Definitely.
And the average person out there is so dumbed down by MSG and fluoride and all the sports and all the other nonsense. The morals are gone. The moral fabric is just gone.
Yeah, they believe whatever the controlled media tells them.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know, it's like, just like what I told you about this white citizen, I would like to think that the black community would be up in arms when they say you can have the same rights as the white citizen. So are you second class, third class, fourth class, sluts? I don't know. God, I'd be, if that was turned around and they said I could have the same rights as the black citizen, I'd be fighting damn mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be asking these politicians to vote for you. You are promising me to have the same rights as a white citizen. That's what I got to do to vote for you, Hillary? You're a racist lady.
Yeah, I think she's pretty bad. I think she is pretty bad.
But it's the statement. See, you can't vote for unless you sign up that you want to have the same rights as a white citizen. Don't you think you're as good as I am? I'm white.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, then, I mean, this should make you mad. I'd like to think that you will take this information and spread it in the black community and tell these people in the black community, look at here, folks, in 1870, we have the same rights as the whites, period, end of story. And we are not going to sit back and say we're slaves like the Congress made us. Of course, they got us all slaves today because they've dumbed us all down because we all are graduates, most of us, of the public school system.
Yeah, I'm afraid that all the black leaders have been bought. So when the people turn to our leaders and say, hey, let's do something about this, our leaders are like, you know, no, I'm living well.
Okay, here's the music, and we'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, this is Ralph Winterroad, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and we have Miss Jones. We've been talking about child custody. We'll finish up this hour, and then we'll start on the IRS next hour. Well, what do you think we're going to do?
Well, I'm going to attend the rally August 18th in Washington, D.C., and I try to be involved in whatever actions are going on to help remedy the problem. I don't know if what results will come of it, but I am willing to try. And so I'm attending that, and I'm going to be handing out some flyers as well, notifying other parents about it. And I call whoever I can think of to notify them about the rally. it's an unfortunate situation. Our federal government is heavily involved with covering up what Child Protective Services are doing. Our own federal government is helping cover it up. They know what they're doing. They know what they're financing. So it's pretty bleak. It's just like, you know, all the people that voted for the Democrats to take control and get us out of Iraq, and nothing is happening. So I don't want to get disappointed, but I'm willing to be involved and do whatever I can to bring about the awareness.
Do you know what the real short story is?
What's that?
People in America have sold their birthright. They've sold their soul to the devil. They signed up to be a citizen of the United States to have made application for benefits. They have no inalienable rights. They want Congress to, they've given a full power of attorney to Congress.
Mm.
That's the short story. That's what's happened. And until we can get the people to wake up, you can never beat this battle, because you cannot enter the portal into the land of Oz, into fiction, when Congress is writing the rules of the fiction.
Right.
They're writing the script. We have to get back, get our birthright back, just like the prodigal son. You got to get around. You have to get back in the fold and get your soul back and get your morals back and get in charge of your life and then hold these people accountable. You can't beat them in the fictional world in the land of Oz. It's never going to happen. You can vote for them till hell freezes over, and it is not. We're not going to win.
So how can
and that's
we,
the real short guess, story.
How can we be successful?
Pardon?
How can we be successful in our efforts to...
We need to get our citizenship right. back, quit being citizens of the United States and being in the black community. You can, if you will, email me at Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at JustBelly. It's J as in Jasper, JUSBELLI.com. I will mail you the congressional United States Code documents that tell you what I'm doing or what's out there. And I would like to get somebody in the black community to go say, look, would you like to have the same rights as the white citizen? Go vote for this person. No, wait a minute. Are we second class slaves or what the hell's going on here?
I'll definitely send you that email.
Okay, well, I'll send you the documents and maybe you'll get on the list. I'm trying to spread the truth because the truth is so shocking. People won't believe it. They really won't. We know what the symptoms are, but you got to get to the seed of the root, and we got to cut off the root of the dang tree that's putting out all this poisonous fruit. And until we get our citizenship, our status back, and quit signing up with Lucifer, we'll never win.
Right. Definitely.
That's a problem right there. And I'd like to see some of these political, like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, which I have no use for, because I think they're on the other side just stirring the pot to cause dissension. They don't want to solve the problems. They really don't.
It seems that way to me, too.
They're bought and paid for, just like all them other ones.
Yeah.
With that, caller, well, thank you for being on the show, and I hear the music, and I wish you well, and stay in touch.
Thanks, Ralph.
Okay, goodbye.
Thanks for having me on your show.
You betcha. Bye.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona,